1057.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I want you to go in your Bibles with me into the book of Ephesians. Now, I'm going to start bringing stuff to you that's going to take maybe a little time for you to wrap your mind around, but it's going to take you higher. Amen. Some have plateaued a little bit, but God, like I said, is getting ready to take you higher. When you plateau, God is going to bring greater revelation to you to cause you to mount up again. I've entitled this message, and we're still in our series on Think Like a King. And the message today is seated at the throne. Seated at the throne. Here's an interesting thought to take hold of and to selah, or to think deeply about. And that is, the Bible says that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, right? Now, sometimes when you think about the word device, you think about an act or some kind of weapon that he's formed out there. But that word device is the word noema, N-O-E-M-A in the Greek. We are not ignorant of Satan's noema. That word means thought, his thoughts. And what I want to say to you in reference to that is that if you will intercept his thoughts, then there's a whole lot of stuff that can't be formed against you. Remember, Jesus said he had the prince of this world cometh, but he had nothing in me. He couldn't get him to think like him. He couldn't get him to accept any of his thoughts. So there could be no manifestation. See, as a man thinketh, so is he. Amen? Amen? So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. I want to establish something here. It says, and hath raised us up. Well, let's go to verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And has raised us up. That's not going to happen one day. That's happened already. And our spirit man, though our feet are on the earth, our spirit man is raised up and seated together with Christ in the heavenly realm. Being seated together with Christ means that we are seated on a throne, because Christ is seated on a throne. And so that means that we wield or we carry authority. Amen. From the throne, we are raised up together with him and seated together with him in the heavenly place. So your spirit is there. The issue What has to go through the processes are your soul and your body. What people don't often understand is God has tremendous plans for your physical body. Not when we're called out to go to heaven, because heaven ain't your home. That's where you're going to vacation. But when it's all said and done, everybody's coming back here. Because he's given the earth to the children of men. And one of the things we need to think about is a lot of what Jesus used, words that he used, like the word mansion. right away, you know, you already know what kind of furniture you want, right? How many rooms you want? What color you? Well, that, see, mansions, when he spoke about that, had nothing to do with houses. Oh, he's going, he go away to prepare a place for us that where he is, we may be also. And he talked about mansions. You see the word mansion one time. One time he spoke of mansion. And he wasn't talking about a place. Why is it, how is it going to be? You and your husband ain't going to be together in heaven. Y'all going to have your own mansion. And your children will have their own mansion. Because there'll be no marriage there. Your wife going to have a bigger mansion than you? Or? No, the word mansion has to do with dimensions. In my Father's house. Now catch when Jesus was saying this. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go away to prepare. Now follow what I'm saying. I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Now you read that in this quote. Is exactly what I'm quoting exactly right. Where was Jesus when he said that? He's standing right in front of him. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. He wasn't talking about somewhat. Read it yourself. Study the Greek words, you'll see. He was talking about where he stood before them. He stood in a dimension. He said, in my Father's house, I am my Father's house. There are many mansions, many dimensions. That's what he's talking about. He wasn't talking about some sweet by and by. He's talking about right now. You see, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for us here. See, the devil is slick to make you always think it's way off in the future. One day, one day, one day, one day, one day. Somebody say today. What did he say? We are raised up together with him and seated. He didn't say one day. That's what he already did. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, many dimensions. I go away. I'm going. See, Jesus himself could have defeated death by not dying, because there was no sin and death had no power or authority over him. But if he had done that, he'd have done that by himself. But he died, and in his death, he defeated death for us. So that now death has no authority over us. It is appointed unto man through Adam once to die. But in Christ, we are all made alive. Because Jesus defeated that. See, like I said, the enemy is always putting some off. Like, one day I'll be healed. One day I'll be rich. One day I'll be all right. Bring it into the now. Bring it into the now. This is what I want to kind of delve into now, because The Word of God is so full of types and shadows of what God has done. And we've taken this stuff. Schofield messed up a whole bunch of stuff. So did Darby. Yes, they did. They messed up a whole bunch of stuff with this dispensational garbage to make people think certain ways. And I don't know. Pray for me, Pastor. I want to start talking about the Middle East. God didn't name it the Middle East. It was Africa. Man started dividing stuff up and calling this stuff Middle East. Middle of what East? It's Africa. The cradle of civilization. That's what it is. Well, we won't go that route today. Okay, but I want to bring something home, because much of what has been pushed is into the future is present. There's something you need to be working on today. There's preparation you need to be having today so that you can, when that time comes, remember the day of Pentecost, they'd celebrated Pentecost for 1,500 years since the time of Moses. Remember Passover, they celebrated that Passover till Jesus came and he became the Passover or the Paschal Lamb. That's when Passover was fully come. He came in the fullness of time. Then on the day of Pentecost, and you have to understand, that's when heaven intercepted and intervened in the earth realm. You understand, something phenomenal, something cataclysmic, something happened. And on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, even though they'd celebrated it, and they'd come and they'd worship on the day of Pentecost, on God's calendar, on his schedule, the time had come. Yes, tell somebody, there's a time coming. Amen. There's a third feast called Tabernacles. But the day of Pentecost, they fully come, and heaven intervened in the earth realm. And everything changed. But it was fully come. There's coming a time where Tabernacles is fully come, where we enter into the fullness of the day of the Lord. Come on, track with me here. Where we see, we are the seventh day from Adam. Adam to Abraham, 2,000 years, right? Abraham to Christ, 2,000 more years. Read the history. Christ to the year 2,000 more years. That was 6 days or 6,000 years. Now, Peter said one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Now, Jesus could have lived 1,000 years and broke, disannulled the covenant of death. No one lived that long. Methuselah lived the longest. Adam lived a long time, but Methuselah lived 969 years, and he died just as the flood came. God did not allow anyone to live that long. If anyone had lived longer than 1,000 years, they'd have broken or disannulled the covenant of death. Jesus could have done it. But he died, and he used death to defeat death for another people. His ecclesia, his church, his bride, his body. His body, he did it for us. If you understand this and see, the warfare is all up here. He became sin for us, that we might be free from sin. He broke the power of sin. Sin should no longer have dominion over you. Hello? Well, I cuss a little bit. I said, oh, well, that's your doing. That's you. But God gave you authority. Jesus, everything that he did, he gave us the power, the authority, the right, the privilege, the grace to overcome it all. And you see, the promises of God are not to everyone. Many of the promises are to the overcomers. Unto him that overcomes.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation,